Coming up, your weekly roundup of news from around the haunt industry. Welcome to the show. I'm Philip. On the HAN show, we bring you the haunt news, information, and education you need to prepare for Halloween. On Tuesdays, we bring you a roundup of news from haunts worldwide. Read more about these stories and so much more in our free weekly newsletter. Subscribe at the link in the show notes. And as always, for the news roundup, I'm passing it off to Daryl.
Dark Nights at Hershey Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania will return Friday, September 13th with more haunting dates than ever before. The event will run for 25 nights, including Halloween. New for 2024 is the Haunted House Estate of Evil, where every corner holds tales of temptation and terror. This haunted house joins four returning houses: Antemortem's Abattoir, Haunted Coal Mine, Curse of the Tommyknockers, Twisted Carnival, and The Descent, Catacombs of Decay. Three scare zones, including Fallout Zone, Midway of Misery, and Darkstone's Hollow, and more ghoulish delights throughout the park. Did you miss last year's event? Watch our video of Antemortem's Abattoir, Twisted Carnival, or see the full event on the video that we produced with Sharp Productions by following the links in our show notes. Are you interested in working with Dark Nights? Epic Entertainment Group, now in an expanded partnership with Dark Nights, is hosting six open auditions nationwide. The tour will visit Los Angeles on June 8th, Harrisburg on June 28th, Hershey on June 29th, Philadelphia on July 13th, Hershey on July 12th, Lancaster on July 27th, and New York on August 11th. 15 people were injured in a tram crash at Universal Studios Hollywood, Universal City, California, on Saturday, April 12th. According to the California Highway Patrol report, the last car of the tram struck a guardrail, which caused the car to tilt and eject multiple passengers from the tram. Universal released a statement the next day. "Our thoughts continue to be with the guests who were involved, and we are thankful that, based on agency reports, the injuries sustained were minor. We are working closely with public agencies, including the California Highway Patrol, as we continue to review the incident, and safety remains a top priority." Tickets are now on sale for Creep It Real Nostalgic on September 14th and 15th at the Heritage Museum of Orange County in Santa Ana, California. Answer the doorbell for an invitation to an 80s and 90s trick-or-treat party filled with entertainment, over 80 spooky vendors, food and drinks, and more. Turn back the clock and check out some relics of creepy days gone by with the Museum of Nostalgia. And dress in your Halloween finest to participate in the ultimate 90s POG scavenger hunt. Tickets start at $17 for single-day admission, $27 for the Creepin' Weekend Pass, and $49 for the Dual Festival Weekend Pass, which grants you entry to the full weekend of events for both Creep It Real Nostalgic and Creep It Real Festive in November. Get ready to scream this weekend, May 3rd and 4th, as Northern Screams Attraction in Blizzard Valley, Ontario, Canada, visits the Freak Show Museum. Step into a world where creepy clowns and freaks have taken over an abandoned hostel, creating an eerie atmosphere packed with chills and thrills. The events will be a mashup of Northern Screams' award-winning attractions. Tickets are on sale now, starting at $15 each. Additionally, on May 4th, celebrate World Comic Book Day with a twist. Come dressed as your favorite comic book villain and enjoy a day filled with vintage carnival games, inflatable sports games, and a massive dino maze for the little ones to explore. The Freak Show Museum will also be open for a lights-on, sensory-friendly walkthrough before reopening for the nighttime haunt. Tickets for the daytime Halfway to Halloween event are on sale now, starting at $15 for adult admission and $10 for child admission. Lincoln Mill Haunted House in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania returns this week with a new May the 4th Corrupt You one-night-only event. The haunt will go cosmic with this Star Wars-inspired event, including all-new ultraviolet lights, a sci-fi soundtrack with a dark horror twist, out-of-this-world makeup and costumes, and other surprise nods to the famous movie throughout. In Star Wars, there is a constant clash between good and evil, and the evil force is constantly striving to spread its influence, said Lincoln Mill Haunted House co-founder Jared Bilsack. Tickets are on sale now, starting at $32 for general admission and $55 for VIP tickets. Halloween decorations are out early this year, and some retailers offering items for halfway to Halloween. Home Depot's Halfway to Halloween sale went live at 6:30 a.m. on Thursday last week and promptly sold out in less than an hour. As part of the celebration, limited quantities of the 12-foot skeleton, the Skelly Dog, Inferno Deadwood Skelly, and Frankenstein's Monster were available for purchase. The retailer has not yet announced when items will be back in stock for the Halloween season sales, but based on previous years, the items will likely arrive online and in stores sometime in July. Lowe's teased its 2024 Halloween lineup. From clowns to Wednesday and Addams Family animatronics, a skeletal rock band to the Haunted Mansion Decapitated Night, an inflatable dragon to Nautical Nightmares, offerings will fit any Halloween display. Additionally, Lowe's announced that their 12-foot lighted animatronic scarecrow is returned and is on sale now for $399. Save the date. Spirit Halloween's grand opening celebration will occur Thursday, August 1st, in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. Fans and influencers lucky enough to attend will be the first to see this year's full animatronics, props, costumes, and more in the lineup at the retail chain's flagship location. More details will be announced in the coming months. Spirit Halloween and U.S. Ghost Adventures allow fans to win the ultimate Lizzie Borden house experience. Follow both brands on Instagram, like their post, and tag your friends to be entered to win a guided house tour, a late-night ghost tour, complete with professional ghost hunting equipment and private breakfast in the Borden family dining room, ghost hunting starter kit, and a lesson for two at U.S. Ghost Adventures ghost hunting course, a Lizzie Borden gift shop package, and the winner's choice of a ghost tour experience in Salem or a true crime experience in Boston for two. Official rules can be found on Spirit Halloween's website. If you're in the SoCal area coming up, make sure you check out Urban Death in North Hollywood, California, May 3rd and 4th, and 10th and 11th. The Sip and Scream Hellraiser in Burbank, California, May 3rd. The Haunt Super Show in Pomons, California, May 3rd through 27th. Halfway to Halloween Festival in Riverside, California, May 11th through 12th. Ghoul's Day Out in Los Angeles, California, May 18th. A little farther along is Monster Palooza, May 31st through June 2nd in Pasadena, California, and then Midwest Haunters Convention, June 7th through 9th in Rosemont, Illinois. No, that's not California, but it's a good event to attend.
And that's all for the news this week. Today's episode was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with reporting by Daryl Plunkey, post-production by David Swope. This Haunt News Update is a production of the Haunted Attraction Network, and you can sign up to our weekly newsletter at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. Support for this episode comes from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Until next time, Haunters, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.